Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the show with Dr. Connie. We're always excited to have her on every month. And the show is called In the Arms of the Angels. And she generally is on the first Tuesday of the month. So here we are in June already. It's unbelievable how the time is flying. As always, I like to announce that if you want to check out the radio shows and other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And always, even though we're going to be upgrading and making some changes to Dr. Connie's website, she's got some freebies up there and some services and everything that she's providing. So make sure to go check out her website at www.drconniesays.com. That's drconniesays.com. And if you missed that link, it is up on Spiritual Connections Radio. And with that, Dr. Connie, who is it that we have joining us this evening for some collaboration and some fun?
I will be joined tonight by Jessica Lawrence, who is a brilliant, I don't even know how to describe her. She's a healer. She's a psychic. She gets messages, visions. She's just a all-around cool person.
Very, very exciting. And we just want to announce to everybody, because I did send the promo out already, so if you're tuning into the show, you probably saw that we published the number and that we were going to be doing readings. Because of the format this evening, we are not going to be taking readings or callers for readings, but we are going to have some really exciting stuff on the half hour for everybody to tune into, including a monthly reading, as I always enjoy from Dr. Connie every month, and then a bunch of other healing and other work is going to be done. So make sure to tune in, because the energy is going to be really, really powerful this evening. Does your friend have a website that we want to promote?
Not yet, but she's coming up with one, so I'll let you guys know as needed.
Ah, very good, very good. And with that, I'm going to hand the show over to you.
Alrighty, thank you, Mark. Welcome, everybody. As always, it's a honor and a privilege to be speaking with you. I would like to start this show with a prayer, so if everyone could please join with me. I want to call in the angels, archangels, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel. I call upon you now that you would surround us from wall to wall. I ask Metatron and Jesus that you would please be above us. I ask Mother Gaia that you please be below, that we would have roots that are deep enough, wide enough, sufficient enough for this time that we are together, and that we may have our souls soar to heaven so that everything that is said here and done here is for our highest good, for our journey forward, and that all else be gone. Thank you. I'm especially excited about this show tonight for a couple of reasons. One is everyone that is either listening to this show now or will listen to it on archive is supposed to be listening to this particular show. I did a reading. The reason that I'm not having people call in for a reading is because I've already been given the reading for you. And this is also an opportunity for me to introduce Jessica Lawrence, who is a woman I'm going to be collaborating with for healing and the work that she and I are going to do together. Because one of the things that we've been discussing is there is a lot of people that go to psychologists or life coaches or someone to kind of talk about their problems and their issues. And then there's other people that go to people for healings, but there's not really a service that combines the two. And the reason that this is so important is because once for example, what I would do in my collaboration with Jessica is I would be doing the card reading, which would be similar to what I'm going to do tonight, that would highlight the issue, for the individual, and also discuss any blocks or limitations that would keep someone from manifesting or receiving what they're requesting. And then what Jessica does is she has a healing table, or she can do this remote. She can do it on Skype. She can do it over the phone. Does the healing work of removing those blocks. Now, once those blocks are removed, then a whole nother layer of issues come in. For example, a lot of people are fearful of change, and so they go back to old behaviors. So the healing that was done is sometimes not as effective because you're back to old behaviors, which kind of caused the block to begin with. Another thing is that fear is very scary, and if you don't have a good support system, sometimes the thought of moving forward and changing and doing something different is daunting for a lot of people. So a lot of people push back, and sometimes that the process just takes time, and people get impatient, they lose their faith, they lose their motivation. So again, what Jessica and I do together is we, as those issues are brought up, we have an opportunity to identify them, we have an opportunity to clarify them, and then remove the blocks and keep people moving forward. The work that she and I do for a session is $150. However, we are having a summer special. So for the entire summer, you can get the work that she and I will do on a collaborative basis for only $100. So I did want to put that out there. So what I'm going to do now, again, is the reading that is very, very pointed for those of you that are listening this evening. So one of the things that the universe wants you to know, the guidance that you're going to get, the thing that you need to do for new creativity, and I do want to thank Alana Fairchild and her cards of the Sacred Rebel cards for the inspiration, the thoughts, and the kind of the format that I'm doing this evening. So I do want to put out there and let her get the praise that she deserves for a really phenomenal deck of cards. So there is guidance that the universe wants to give you. There is a creative awakening that is happening for you now. And what the universe wants you to be aware of is that you were not put on this earth to play a small game. That you have the ability to dream big dreams. And even though you do not know how they can be accomplished, or even what the first step would be, the universe is saying don't stress and don't obsess. That the details for how this dream is going to come about is in the hands of the creative genius of the universe. You are actually an active, contributing participant, and the universe surrounds you with purpose, with angels, with guides. That you are not, this is not a solo journey. The universe doesn't give you this big dream. You don't have this big, deep desire in your heart, and then the universe not do something with it. So this is not a solo journey. What would you say if I told you that what you dream actually wants to be created? That your dreams are an integral part of creation. This is why the universe has laid these visions and dreams and desires on your heart. This is why you came into this body, in this carnation, and wanted to fulfill these dreams and these goals. That when you immerse yourself in your creative passion and you follow your heart, you live your destiny. And in doing so, you give other people permission to bring their dreams to reality. Now, some of you may not know what your dream is. And the universe is saying, don't worry, because it is coming. Also, don't worry if the dream seems too big, because this dream was meant to be yours. This has your handprint on it. This is your creative passion and your creative genius. Whether it's manifested in this world yet or not, the dream itself is your passion. In fact, if you don't fulfill this dream, if you don't complete this step of your journey, then it is quite possible that somebody else will step in and do so. The dream that you have is no idle mental exercise. It's no fluff piece of nothing. The dream that you have is part of your creative genius. As a child of the universe, you were brought into this world to create. And that dream that you have, that desire that you have, that thing that really makes your heart sing, that's what you're supposed to create. That's one of the reasons why you're here. So don't ever doubt that what you dream is not part of you. Don't ever doubt that what you dream is not an important piece of the whole cosmic puzzle. So again, your dream is going to come to you if you don't know what it is. So don't worry about it. Now, some of you may have to shift out of a limited mindset. Some people don't think big. You have a dream, but it seems so outlandish, it seems so out there, it seems so impossible that it just seems like it could never happen. So some of you will have to shift out of a limited mindset. But be assured that if you have the dream, the universe will heal the limited thinking. And as you heal your spiritual growth and learning, will be an inspiration to others. You will be supported at the right time in the right way. Your journey will unfold. It may not be a straight path from A to B. There may be many dips and curves and ruts in the road. But if you trust the process, then you can also trust your dream. Now, the issue that holds a lot of people back from getting their dream, one of the things that we have to heal in order to let our dream manifest, is you're not being asked to force your dream to happen. In fact, if you force your dream to happen before it is ready, you will sap the energy out of it and you will kill it. A very common way of looking at it would be breaking the having the moth come out of the shell too quickly before it becomes, you know, a butterfly. If the butterfly isn't allowed to push itself out, the way that nature had predicted it to and the way that it's supposed to do, then it'll actually kill the butterfly. So that's a one way of looking at it. If you try to force something to happen before it's ready, it's not going to last. Now, there is a mindset in humanity that demands perfection and denies the actual process that needs to happen to make a dream come true. If you're worrying about how many customers you will have before you open the store, if you compare your product or talent with others, if you wonder if you're good enough or deserving of success, then the dark thinking of humanity has a hold on you. You must release yourself from the shadow of perfectionism and let yourself and your ideas live. And one of the ways to do this is just immerse yourself in the creative process. For example, pay attention to the colors in your logo. Get excited about making business cards or a cake or a painting. Let yourself go. Many people talk themselves out of their dream. Who would buy my product? There are so many other bakers or flower shops or artists or writers or singers. Avoid this mindset of what you have to do is not good enough or won't sell. So you have to be vigilant in guarding your thoughts so that you're not talking yourself out of your dream before it even happens. One of the gifts from that the universe wants you to know, and that in order to get out of this mindset of perfectionism, is knowing that you have options. That when you're approaching a decision, if you know what you want, if you know in your heart that you want a particular dream or a particular desire, then when you come to making a decision, does the decision move you closer to or farther away than where you would be in order to make this come true? So does it move you further from your goal or closer to your goal? Many of you are stuck in the logic of the situation that you're in. You don't have to stress over making the perfect choice. Just choosing and moving in a direction will be enough to get the universe moving. I've heard, it's been said to me many times that God can't work unless you make a move. Once you make a move, then the universe can guide you as to whether that is the best move for you or not. Go into your intuition. Some choices cannot be handled in the logical mind. Remember, this is not a journey of perfection. It is a journey of communing and growing with spirit. So on some level, it's very easy to stay in your mind and you stay in your heart and you figure all this out in your head. But what do you do? How do you make this happen in a world? You go outside and all of a sudden you're with people and things happen. How do you make this hold on to your vision and hold on to your dream in a real world? What the universe is asking you is letting you know is that you are loved, that every need that you have is seen by the universe and responded to by spirit. However, this is something that you forget, and you go into your automatic thoughts of how the world works. For example, nothing works out for me. I never have enough money. I'll never find the right person. I'll never get well. These are the automatic thoughts that have kept us from a lot of the times from manifesting that thing that we want and for having our big, bold vision come true. You are asked to stop, breathe, and just be in the moment. You do not do this enough. Some of you may even feel guilty about your dreams. Maybe you feel they're too big or too bold. Maybe they're too opulent. Maybe your dream is to have millions of dollars or travel around the world or have beautiful things. And you're almost ashamed to tell people that because of what they will think of you if you say you want to do or to have these great things. But be assured that the universe rejoices in giving to you. You cannot out-ask the universe. Be delighted in what you receive. Notice the beauty of the day, the birds, having loving family or friends. When you acknowledge and openly receive these gifts, know that the universe will continue giving. When someone offers you something, graciously receive it. Don't say, oh, that's okay, I don't need it, or no, that was way too much money, or no, I don't really don't need it. Take it. It's a gift from the universe that's being delivered via a person. So when we, if we continue to say no, 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 when the universe hands us things, then the universe is less inclined to give us things. So the one of the things that your higher self wants you to know, and this is actually very, very important, that if you choose to dream big, if you let go of perfectionism, the limited way of thinking, if you live from intuition and you follow your heart, if you allow yourself to receive what the universe has for you, you can't help but move into a higher frequency. You will be forever changed. You will not think the same way. You will not act the same way. You will be a different creation. Now, it may feel like that you're jumping into a pool of rushing water. It may feel like you're riding a roller coaster. Any fear that you feel is your old thoughts and your old self trying to pull you back into the way that you were. So know that when you start feeling this shift and you start feeling that you're on the ride of your life, then just hold on, because this is where the universe wants you to go, is a fast, exciting, sometimes jolting, sometimes death-defying ride into the next level, because you were actually transitioning from one level to the next. Now, in order to manifest this knowing and being, you will have to do things a different way. In order to bring about this bold vision and to get out of the perfectionist way of thinking, you're going to need to do things differently. You may have to go different places. May have to hang around new people. You may want to. I know. I remember when I was doing therapy and people were so stuck on doing something. I would ask them to brush their teeth with their non-dominant hand. You know, I'd ask them to wear, if they like to wear stripes, I'd ask them to wear, you know, polka dots. Anything that would shift them out of a routine that was so comfortable for them. So one of the things to manifest this bold vision is to start to do things differently. You can always go back to the way things were before if you choose to. You may not like it, and it may feel different, but you can always do that. You're not locked into always having to do things differently. You have accomplished much. But sometimes you sell yourself short and you focus on what still needs to be done. So the universe is asking you to put down your pen, shut down your computer, put down your cooking spoon, and just be. Breathe. Feel your muscles. Relax them if you feel tension in your muscles. This is the way that the universe is going to transition you from the level that you are at now to the new level that you're going to in order for you to manifest this bold, beautiful, magnificent vision that you were meant to create when you came into this world. Maybe Mark is here. Maybe Mark is not here. I don't know. But at the oh, there you are. Okay, stay right there. Don't go anywhere. After Mark All finishes right. his very important halfway through the show announcements, I am going to turn the rest of the show over to Jessica Lawrence, and she is going to do the healing for this for the folks that, again, this is a special show tonight. The people that are listening either now or on archive are really supposed to listen to this show because they need this reading and they need the healing that Jessica is going to do. And this is a sample of what she and I will be doing as a collaborative healing and kind of coaching service. So, Mark, you do your thing, and then I'm going to let Jessica take over, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you. All right, thank
you. So, everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie, and we, of course, want to make sure you check out the website, Spiritual Connections Radio, and also drconniesays.com. Dr. Connie's next show will be coming up on, I'm checking the calendar now, her next show will be coming up on July 5th, right after Independence Day. That's Tuesday, July 5th. And same time. And with that, make sure to check out drconniesays.com. We'll be making some changes to that site this month. And with that, Dr. Connie, all yours.
Hello, this is Jessica, and I will be doing the healing portion. I am a Reiki master, a healer, a clairvoyant, and many things. And today, Dr. Connie was talking about dreaming big. And I know for myself, it took me a long time to give myself permission to dream big. And that's why I want to help other people dream big. So what I want you to do is get comfortable. Give yourself permission to do this. And close your eyes. And just really allow yourself to create a vision, something that you would love to see manifested, something that you would love to do. There's no right answers to this. And if you're not sure what that is, create the space and allow yourself to see yourself doing something. Perhaps something that you always wanted to do, but either people told you you couldn't do it, or you put your family and everybody first and never gave yourself time to do it. But just close your eyes and see yourself doing something wonderful. Come up with a vision, something that's all your own. And you let yourself be in that place where you feel that vision. And you feel it with all of the cells of your body and as many senses as you can. And then I want you to tune into your body. And I want you to think of whatever it is that may prevent you from that vision, whether it's somebody saying you can't, whether it's fear, whether it's money, whatever it is. And I want you to tap into it and see where you feel that. Where do you feel that obstacle? Sometimes it's our own voices that stop us. Where do you feel that? And what does it feel like in your body? Tune into it. Not with your head, with your intuition, because your feelings are very strong. And then what you're going to do is I want you to imagine that whatever that emotion is, I want you to see it leaving. I want you to see some energy coming in like a swirl, taking out the fear, taking out all of this people that the suggestions that you can't do it, whatever is blocking you. And I want that swirl to come in and take out all of those emotions that stop you from living your dream. All of the thoughts, because thoughts are energy, go into your body and release it. Move it out of your body. Imagine it going into the core of the earth to be burned and transformed. Letting go of any of the emotions or anybody's dialogue that tells you can't, you're not smart enough. Whatever that dialogue is and any of the feelings that go with that. And letting it go. Seeing all of those thoughts releasing. Letting it go. Moving it out. Moving it out. Moving it out. Allowing that to clear. And if you haven't gotten rid of it, it's okay, because this is an exercise that you can do. Connie and I will work together. We do our work together to help you release this and change those thought patterns. And when you've released that, close your eyes again and envision that bold vision that you want. And see if it's clearer. See if it feels more accessible. Feel yourself as part of that vision with all your senses, as many senses as you get into it, that will help you create it. The more that you feel it. And you can write down any thoughts afterwards that come up, any emotional blocks that come up, anything that you see that may prevent you from your vision. And we can help you work on those. And tonight, if you haven't, write yourself a permission slip. It might sound foolish, but very few people give themselves permission to dream bold, especially women. They help their husbands, they help their children, but they don't give themselves permission to have their bold visions. Write yourself a permission slip. I give myself permission to dream as bold as I want to be all that I'm meant to be. Because that's what everyone comes into life to do, to be all that you can. Whatever that looks like, and it's different for everyone. But everybody has that right. And as you start doing that, you start changing. You start allowing yourself. And when you've allowed yourself to have the visions, things come into your life, you attract it. We all have guides. We all can ask a prayer or ask our guides to show us what we need to do to fulfill our vision. And when you do that, you can close your eyes and ask to be shown what's next. And amazing things happen. When I wanted to go back to school, I had no idea how I would do it. The graduate school was really expensive, but I saw myself graduating. And when I got accepted, somebody in my family died and left me the money to go back to school just at that time because I held on to that vision. When you feel that vision, it should make you feel wonderful. It should make you feel good about yourself. if anything else comes up, any other emotions come up, work on those emotions. Remember, we also get scripts. We're taught scripts from our family at a very young age of what we can or we can't do. If something comes up, think about who it was that told you you can't. How old were you? And heal that. Speak to yourself and tell yourself that you can. That those are old scripts, that those are other scripts. And if any emotions come up with that, go into those emotions. And use the energy to move out any of the emotions that prevent you from moving towards your dream. And do that in the morning. Great idea to start the morning. As you start out the day, close your eyes for a bit and hold that big, bold vision. And feel it with all your senses. And do that before you go to sleep. So that the more you feel your vision and the boldness and the more senses come into it, the more you will attract exactly what you need. You should be feeling really good. You should be feeling wonderful. You should feel that things are opening up. And as we said, as Dr. Connie said, sometimes it's changing a behavior. It's changing a thought pattern. And that sometimes takes time. It doesn't come overnight. You have to change your way of doing things and your way of thinking about what you can do. All of us can do this. By now you should be feeling good. You should be seeing the vision that you want. And if you're not sure what that vision is, you can begin to create it. Think about the things that you love. Take a class. Find out what your passions are. Usually if you go back to your childhood, you will remember the things that made you happy and the things that you were passionate about. I started writing again, and I absolutely love it. That is my passion, or one of my passions. Healing is something that I do, and what I do is I move your thoughts, I move the energy. Thoughts are energy, and we hold these thoughts in our body, and we don't realize it until we move it out. If you think of the different things that fear, you hold fear in your body, all of these things are energy. So what I do is I get you in touch with your own intuition, with your feelings, and where you hold things in your body. It's using your feelings and your intuition instead of your head, and I move it out energetically. And then what Dr. Connie does is she changes your behavior patterns. She helps you change those patterns that you're stuck with. I get guidance when I work with people. I get information. I get visions. I get thoughts in my head. I get visions, and I get guidance as to what can help you. I'm a channel, which means that my guides give me information that I wouldn't know. In fact, I'm going to channel right now, which means I'm calling in my guides, whom I usually connect with most of the day anyway, but specifically for tonight. I'm calling in my guides and ask what I may tell you. Greetings. And these are my guides. And my ancestors come in too. Greetings. We know that many of you have not dared to think big. We know that many people have been told to play small. Those who want you to play small are people who do not want you to think big. who are comfortable with your playing small. You did not come into this planet at this time to play small. You came into this planet to be in touch with your own divinity, because you all have divinity within you, which means that you have creative ability. You have a piece of the Creator within you that you can create with. This is what you are meant to do. These are the times where you are meant to tap into that divinity and know that if you can dream it, you can only dream it because you can allow it to come true. Anything that you can dream, you can create. It's time to take off whatever has stopped you from moving forward. It is time to get rid of all of the conversations and the people that told you that you can't, won't, or shouldn't. There are no shouldn'ts. Any feelings of being unworthy need to be released. There is none of you who are alone. You all have guides. You all have people who support you. It is also time to surround yourself with the people who support you, to look around at the people that you call your friends, to understand that those who love you want the best for you, to decide what your allegiances are and what you should be releasing for your growth. This is the time for you to soar. This is the time to tap into all of the gifts that you have. I would imagine that many of you don't even know all of the gifts that you have because most of you have not really tapped into it. And the message is to hold on to your hat, because it is like a package. When you start unwrapping the package, there will be many gifts, many things. As you start moving towards something, you will be amazed at all the things that will come. Some of you wonder how you know if you're doing the right thing. And the answer is, when you're moving forward to the things you love, you will be helped. Things will come to you. Things will go easily. They will move with grace and ease, and you will know that your feet are on the right path. And when your feet are on the right path, you will move easily and with grace and with love. You are supposed to be happy. You are supposed to fulfill your dreams. And you will be helped in the fulfillment of your dreams. Dream. When you go to sleep, ask your guides to show you what it is you need to do. Believe. Believe and create, because you are a creator. You have that divinity within you. So the message is to live bold and remind yourself that you can live bold. And even if you have to put it on post-its or put it on your refrigerator or put it around you to remind yourself in the middle of the day, in the middle of shopping, in the middle of all of the mundane things that you do, allow yourself to remember your dreams, to vision your dreams, and release what you need to release. And some of those feelings may bring up other things, and that's where Dr. Connie can come in to help you. I can move it energetically, and Dr. Connie can help you release whatever you need to release from your past. And it is never too late. It is never too late to dream.
This is Connie. I want to thank Jessica for her time with you, for her channeling, for the words that she
gave you, you are actually a very elite group. It's debatable if everyone that comes to this planet actually has a bold dream. There are many people who are introduced to a dream and they walk away from it, or they turn it off, or they are too afraid to approach it. But the group that is listening to this show tonight, whether you're listening to it live or through archives, you guys were meant to have big dreams. And again, if you don't do it, then you've kind of left a hole in the cosmos, and somebody else will either have to come in and fill that hole, or it just won't be filled. But one of the most important things to remember when you walk towards your dream, and when you have to struggle, and when you are in the throes of confusion, or you don't know what you're doing and it just seems really hard and you want to give up and you don't know where you're going to go, when you continue to put one foot in front of the other, you automatically give permission to other people that you will probably never meet to do the same thing. One of the reasons that you are going to have some of the struggles that may come up when you're pursuing a dream, some of the struggles is the working out of some of your own issues of the way that you think, perfectionism, things that were told to you about what you couldn't do or what you shouldn't do. So part of this is a healing. And when you heal, you raise the vibration of the planet. And that, folks, is one of the reasons why we are here. You're doing a divine work. It may look really messy, and you may have no idea at times what you're doing. But, folks, I'm telling you, if you keep one foot in front of the other, all of these little messes are somehow going to get put together so that you are going to find that it begins to make sense. And when it begins to make sense, then you find that it's really, really a beautiful thing, what you've done and the reason that you chose this lifetime and this group of people to incarnate with. We only have a few more minutes, and what I want to do is pull some Michael cards. I think it's very important that we always keep the angels involved in what it is we do. So let me pull some cards, and Michael will have his say-so in encouragement, in guidance, so that, you know, we get this work done. Because I've got to tell you guys, this is vital work that we do. It's beautiful, precious work that we do, and we're here to raise the vibration of the planet. And you guys are part of it. You may not want to be part of it. You may not think that you chose to be part of it, but you did choose it. So in that way, you are you're who needs to do the job. So one of the things that Michael wants you to know is that you're enough. Everything that you need to do the work that you want to do, to fulfill the desires that you want to do, you don't need to go about seeking something or somebody else to somehow fill you up or complete you or make this easier. That you are enough. That everything, when you came into this body and you had these desires to do this work, the universe put in you everything you need. And I'm telling you, folks, you may not believe it, but I'm telling you, you are enough. That the work that you want to do is already done. All you have to do is walk toward it and be faithful in the messages that you get. You hear me? This is very important. The work that you want to do is already done. There's nothing that blocks you that you don't put up in front of your own self. You find your intuition and you walk toward it. Because, folks, you came here to do this great work. I can't stress that enough. What an elite group you are. Michael wants you to be gentle with yourself. You don't have to push water uphill. You don't have to punch the wind. You don't have to force something to happen. Be gentle with yourself. There's going to be a time to rest. There's going to be a time to play. There's going to be a time to fold down the computer, put down the pen. There's going to be a time to come into yourself and just breathe and be. And it's very important that you do that. This is also a time for you to believe and trust. You believe and you trust that this is going to work, that this is going to work, that actually the thing that you want to do wants to be done. The thing that you want to do is craving to be done, and you're the person to do it. Nobody can do it the way that you can. Trust yourself. Trust the universe. Have faith in the process, regardless of what it looks like. Have faith in the process. And you, I guarantee you, you will get to the other side. I do not know if Mark is on the phone.
Yes.
There you are. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Could you do me a favor? And, lead us in one of your beautiful poses.
Okay. Am I coming through okay?
I think so. Do you not sound like you are?
It sounds like it's breaking up just a little bit. I just want to make sure.
All right. Let me try to shift where I'm at, and maybe that'll... Is it better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. All right. So...
All right.
If you would do a healing for us, please.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send out a Diksha blessing to everybody first. So let me go ahead and just set that there. So I'm just going to sit quietly for a moment. And I'm basically sending out Diksha to anybody that's listening to the show now, anybody who listens to any of the shows, anybody who listens to any of the replays, anybody who knows anybody who listens to the shows. We send Diksha out for the highest good of all people listening. And we just send that energy out. Opening space by calling in the angels, the guides, the higher self, the archangels, the elementals, the fairies, the dolphins, the whales, ETs, 100% white light. Calling in the ascended masters, mother, father, God, universe. We open the space in sending love and prayers and support to all the people who have dependencies in their life, who have blocks that keep them or give them the feeling that they're being blocked from their full potential. We call on the archangels to remove those. We send love and support and energy and healing to all people who are going through different types of health challenges, life challenges. Sending love and support to anybody who feels like they're alone. Surrounding them with the love of the angels and realizing that you're never alone, you always have someone with you. We send love and support to all the people who are starting new jobs, starting new school, starting a new career, moving in between relationships, in sadness, in depression. We clear that and lift it and surround it with light. Bringing love and energy to all people, recognizing that you're always surrounded by love. I'm going to close that off with some more Diksha, so I'm just going to sit quietly for a moment. And we close space with the most powerful prayer that a human being can ever do, to say thank you to all the divine beings of light that work with us, the archangels, Mother, Father, God, universe. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Here we go. Thank you for allowing me to have that space.
All right. Thank you for having that space. And thanks, folks, for being a part. We're on for the first Tuesday of July. I don't know what the date is, the first Tuesday in July.
Should be July 6th, or July 5th. I'm sorry, it's the day after the 4th of July.
Are we good for that?
We are good for that.
Okay, good. All right, then, folks, I will look forward to you to being with you on the 5th. We will be doing readings on that day, and can't wait.
And remind me again of your friend's name that was on the show this evening with her incredible healing energy and movement.
Jessica Lawrence.
Beautiful to have her in the space this evening. Just incredible
it
healing
was.
Energy and guidance,
yeah.
And channeling. May she be blessed with the gifts that she has. And with that, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.